7,269. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music, genres, and styles on Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. That applause is for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and its conductor Carlos Kleiber, with music from composer Josef Strauss from a New Year's Eve concert from a few years back. That's a tune called The Little Chatterbox, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got for you a nice assortment of classics throughout this Wednesday afternoon and for this noon hour. That'll involve a visit from guitarist Lorenzo Michelli. He's got a collection of guitar preludes, Mediterranean preludes, from the guitarist and Italian film composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. Afterwards, we'll join the Northwest Symphonia and hear a dazzling symphony from American composer Alan Havanas, his 31st on display in just a little while. Next, we're with the Benedetti Baroque Orchestra, which is led by violinist Nicola Benedetti. And the music is by Antonio Vivaldi, author of over 500 violin concertos, and we've got one of them for you, this one written around the time that he wrote his Four Seasons, a violin concerto in B minor, next on Kansas Public Radio. Violin concerto in B minor, one of many composed by Antonio Vivaldi, performed by violinist Nicola Benedetti with the Benedetti Baroque Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:23. Thanks for being with us for classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Still to come in just about 10 minutes' time, a beautiful American symphony, the 31st by composer Alan Havanas. That's in just a short time. Today on KBR, support for classical music comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Right now on the KU campus, 64 degrees. That's about as warm as they're expecting it to get today. Sky's sunny. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. And rain is in the forecast, starting very late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Showers are likely, especially in the overnight hours, and by tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are a likelihood. We'll have showers before 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and a high of about 58 degrees. We'll hear next some music from the Italian composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, great 20th century film composer as well as an adept composer for guitar pieces. That's what we'll listen to now, with the first prize winner of the 1999 Guitar Foundation of America competition, Lorenzo Michelli, performing three of Tedesco's Mediterranean preludes, next on KPR. Guitarist Lorenzo Michelli and music of Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, three Mediterranean preludes for guitar, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour, with classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well, at kansaspublicradio.org. Did you know that KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? To celebrate, we're throwing a party on February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence, Kansas. There'll be a cocktail party, seminars, and two concerts featuring Nutty, an Exotica cocktail. And if you buy tickets this week to see Nutty at Liberty Hall, you'll get a 30% discount. All the details are there at kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we have an American symphony for you, work by the composer Alan Havanas, a 20th century American composer, quite prolific, who wrote over 1,000 works, whose style and voice is pretty distinctive and can be fairly described as a fusion of Western and Eastern musical traditions with a deeply spiritual edge. The symphony that we'll hear, composed in 1977, his 31st, plays like an extended love song for the strings. Symphony No. 31, performed by the Northwest Symphonia, led by Gerard Schwartz, on Kansas Public Radio. Music completed in 1977, an American symphony. The 31st by Alan Havanas, performed by the Northwest Symphonia, led by Gerard Schwartz, here on Kansas Public Radio. More music ahead in the next hour, after NPR News.
On the Crow Ledge Grass, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Unforgettable and serene music composed by Camille Saint-Saëns from his Carnival of the Animals. We listened to Le Cygne, or The Swan, represented by the cello in that recording as played by Julian Lloyd Webber, with the English Chamber Orchestra led by Nicholas Cleobury on Kansas Public Radio, your place for the classics alongside NPR News and all the rest. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you. We've got delights of the romantic time for you in this 1 p.m. hour, such as the Domus Ensemble and Antonin Dvorak's Bagatelles. Later still, a concert piece for violin and orchestra from the great Max Bruch. That's all just ahead, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Some music for you next by Felix Mendelssohn, and a concert overture of his from the year of 1828. This is a concert overture inspired by some of the poetry of Johann Goethe, which described the winds necessary to keep a sailing vessel on its steady course. We'll hear the overture Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, next with the Bamberg Symphony, led by Klaus-Peter Flohr, here on KPR. A memorable concert overture from 1828 by Felix Mendelssohn called The Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage. Klaus-Peter Flohr conducted the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now 1:21, and in the second half of the hour coming up, we've got something for you for violin and orchestra, a concert piece by composer Max Bruch, still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Historic Lecompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. Right now on the KU campus, it's 69 degrees, sunny skies. Tonight, we should have low temperatures in the mid-40s. And rain is in the forecast. Showers are likely starting late tonight in the overnight hours, when we have a 60% chance of showers, and a 100% chance of showers, and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Other than the rain, we'll have a high of 58 degrees and 30% chance of showers by tomorrow evening. We're ready next with chamber music from the great Czech composer Antonín Dvořák, who had a great boost to his career thanks to the help of Johannes Brahms, who introduced Dvořák to an influential German publisher by the name of Simrock. Simrock described Dvořák as a man who could pull melodies out of his sleeve. And that was the case in May of 1878, when he composed the following series of what he called bagatelles, music for strings as well as harmonium, a sort of portable reed organ, something like a prototype to the accordion. We'll hear Dvořák's bagatelles with the Domus Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music from the great Antonín Dvořák, composed in 1878, is Bagatelles for Strings and Harmonium, performed there by the ensemble Domus, here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 20 minutes to go until our next NPR News update, and classical music to enjoy till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Something to let you know about, KPR is going to be throwing a big party next month to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Among other things, we're hosting two concerts, one by Exotica Cocktail and another by Nutty at Liberty Hall. And if you buy your tickets to see Nutty by noon on Sunday, you'll get a 30% discount. Find all the details over at Kansas Public Radio. We move on now to music composed by Max Bruch, the great German composer of the 19th century and man who made great contributions to the violin repertoire. In his lifetime, he was able to write music for the violin virtuosos Josef Joachim and Pablo de Sarasate. But by the year of 1910, both of those men had passed away. But Josef Joachim had a pupil by the name of Willy Hess, and it was for him that Bruch composed the following concert piece for violin and orchestra, performed here by the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Dmitry Oblonsky and violinist Maxim Fedotov on KPR. Concert piece for violin and orchestra. From 1910 music by Max Bruch, performed by violinist Maxim Fedotov and the Russian Philharmonic, led by Dmitry Oblonsky here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2 p.m. and just about time for NPR News, and stay with us for wonderful classical music in the next hour, with work by Giuseppe Verdi, Copland, and much more. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Potential conflict over Taiwan.
Anthony Kuhn reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks. At ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Giuseppe Verdi, Overture to a Masked Ball, performed by the La Scala Philharmonic, conductor Riccardo Muti, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. A little bit more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon in store for you. We've got Robert Schumann's Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano, as well as the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. They've got our main performance for this hour. It's from American composer George Whitefield Chadwick, a delightful symphonic poem on the subject of Aphrodite. All just ahead on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. The Pacific Symphony Orchestra and conductor Keith Clark bring us next something quite delightful, written in 1938 by Aaron Copland. Written for the students of the High School of Music and Art in New York City, where Copland wanted to play a role in introducing contemporary American music to young players. This is Copland's Outdoor Overture, next on KPR. A splendid orchestral creation, one composed for high school students in New York in 1938 by Aaron Copland, his famous Outdoor Overture, with Keith Clark leading the Pacific Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music, and still to come, at about 2:30 or so, we've got music from another American composer, George Whitefield Chadwick, with a mythologically inspired symphonic poem called Aphrodite, with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care and a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Next, we'll spend a few minutes with cellist David Finkel, joined on piano by Wu Han. From Robert Schumann, some chamber music for cello and piano, Adagio and Allegro, Opus 70, next on KPR. Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano, Opus 70 by Robert Schumann, performed by cellist David Finkel and pianist Wu Han on Kansas Public Radio. Just about a minute before 2:30 now. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, with more classical music this evening, beginning at 7 p.m. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be turning 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're throwing a party on February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence, Kansas. There'll be a cocktail party, seminars, and two concerts featuring Nutty and Exotica Cocktail. And if you buy tickets this week to see Nutty at Liberty Hall, you'll get a 30% discount. Find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. We're joined by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra next, and they've got our main performance for this hour. A symphonic poem from American composer George Whitefield Chadwick of the late 19th and early 20th century. In the year 1903, Mr. Chadwick happened to tour through the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, where he beheld the head of a statue of the Greek goddess Aphrodite, and it inspired him to create the following symphonic poem, which is not based on any specific mythical adventures of the Greek goddess, but, as Chadwick explained, that in ancient times, statues of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and of sailors, were placed on or near the seashore, and the symphonic poem that we'll hear is an attempt to suggest in music the poetic and tragic scenes that may have passed before the sightless eyes of such a goddess. Aphrodite, with the Nashville Symphony, led by Kenneth Schermerhorn, next on KPR. The 1912 symphonic poem, Aphrodite, from composer George Whitefield Chadwick, played by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kenneth Schermerhorn, here on Kansas Public Radio. Which brings to an end another afternoon of classical music here on KPR. Just about 3 p.m. and ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Followed later tonight by more classical music getting underway at 7 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed what you heard, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang on Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.